The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 18th. Today's word is embarrass, spelled E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S. Embarrass is a verb that means to cause to experience a state of self-conscious distress. It can also mean to place in doubt, perplexity, or difficulties, or to involve in financial difficulties. Embarrass also means to hamper the movement of, to hinder or impede, or to make intricate, to complicate. Finally, embarrass can mean to impair the activity of a bodily function or the function of a bodily part. Here's the word used in a sentence. He was embarrassed to discover that he had been talking to prospective clients all day with a piece of spinach lodged in his teeth. If you've ever been so embarrassed that you felt like you were caught up in a noose of shame, then you might have some insight into the origins of the word embarrass. It can be traced back through French and Spanish to the Portuguese word embarazar, which was itself probably formed from a combination of the prefix em and baraça, the Portuguese word for noose. Thus, embarrass has had various meanings related to acts that hinder or impede throughout its history in English. These days, it most often implies making someone feel or look foolish. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.